The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.
This is the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show with Ron and Julie Richards on 1310 KFKA. Now, here's Ron and Julie.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. Good morning, Greeley. And good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
This is Ron and Julie Richards. This is the Street Smart Snapshot. This is the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show. How are you, Julie?
I am wonderful this morning.
What a great week we've had, huh?
Yes, it has been quite nice.
In fact, that song we were just listening to, we got to hear last night.
Yes, we did.
We heard an Allman Brothers tribute band over in Loveland, a blues band in downtown Loveland at the Foundry, and we had fun, didn't we?
Yep.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was. Mo Betta.
Mo Betta. And then we had a little, What did you eat? What are those things that we
Beignets.
Ate? Beignets. Never had eaten too many of those.
Well, exactly keto.
Not exactly keto friendly, but I did have some gumbo. Non-keto gumbo that was absolutely out of this world. And so we had a good time there, and we've just had a good week, and we got a lot of things going on, and, you know, between our kids and grandkids and all kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah.
And this world.
Work stuff.
And a lot of work stuff going down, and boy, what a crazy ride we're in. Between now and the election, it should be fun, huh?
Well, that's what I said. It's going to be quite the ride, so buckle up.
Buckle up, and what could go wrong, you know?
Yep.
Everything seems so good right now. The markets are up. Everything is really coming into election year. Seems like everything seems so positive, right?
Yep.
Well, kind of. Anyway, the COVID 19er has got people a little bit nervous about things. Nomi Prinz is a person that we follow, and she said, you know, reminder that the bailout one group got $1,200 and the other group got $4 trillion. And that would be Wall Street. That would be the bankers. That would be, the big, big companies out there. They got most of the bailout money, and we got the crumbs.
Right.
The average people got the crumbs.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about the snapshot. We do a Street Smart Snapshot every week, and we talk a little bit about what's going on in the markets. And again, you won't believe this, Julie. The S&P 500 all time high, 33.97.
I would like to track how many times you said that this year.
All time high.
All time high. Nosebleed section. All of that.
Now that's just on the S&P. The Dow is not as high as what the S&P has been. The Dow is at $27,900, and it's been as high as $29,000. So very close to the all-time high. NASDAQ, all-time high, $11,311. The NASDAQ would be the FANG stocks, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, all that kind of stuff. Again,
you know, didn't I say the stock market has more to go?
It's the melt-up.
Yep.
It's the melt-up.
It has more to go.
And again, you know what? That's okay if, you know, you have lots of time to recover if the stock market took a crash. But you know what? You may want to, I don't know when the melt-up hits the top and then really comes down, but it's coming. It's just a matter of time, whether it's before the election or after the election. I do believe that it is a melt-up, and it's manipulated, and we're going to talk a little bit about that.
My bet is after.
After, okay. Crude oil, $42.25, so it's pretty stable, compared to where it was 3 months ago when we were at negative crude oil numbers, which is kind of crazy. Gold's at 1947. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that little topic in a second. And then silver is at 2688. If you look at just a month ago, silver was at 16. So silver's up $10 in 30 days.
So understand that when you buy these things, the precious metals, there is a thing called a spot price. Spot price, and then they add
a premium
onto it. And the premium is dependent on what the market fluctuations are.
And if you are listening to this show and you don't own any physical gold or silver, call me, 970-310-4084.
To understand why.
Understand why you should have it in your portfolio and the importance of owning the asset in your own possession. Possession is 9/10 of the law. For you attorneys out there, you guys taught me that.
Yeah.
Out there. So again, owning that physical metal in your safe, in a safe hiding place, wherever it might be, is more important than having it on a spreadsheet, say in Wall Street, saying that you own silver like SLV or GLD, which are two manipulated marketplaces within Wall Street. So,
yeah, and there may be a reason to hold some of that. It just depends on everybody's different situation.
Yep. 10-year bond, down 0.62. It's at 0.64, the 10-year bond. Again, the lowest, not the highest, the lowest we've had in the history of this country is interest rates right now. Tell us about a little about mortgage interest rates, Julie.
So the interest rates as of the 21st, August 21st, are 2.75 for a 30-year fixed rate.
2.75.
Yep, 2.75.
Wow, no wonder why the refinance people are just exploding in business.
Yeah, and the investors are coming out of the woodworks because I think, I'm just thinking, speculating that a lot of them are wanting to take some profits off the table in the stock market and want to put it into a hard asset.
Yeah, that makes sense. What else do we cover?
We cover the other uncorrelated assets to the stock market, of which we consider Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies one.
Yeah. And what, in addition to uncorrelated assets like cryptocurrencies, obviously gold and silver is uncorrelated. Real estate's uncorrelated to the stock and bond market. So understanding that is a big deal. Bitcoin, $11,588 at the moment. By the way, it is never closed. The stock market closes. The manipulation close. I mean, the stock market closes. The manipulation on gold and silver, it closes at Friday, opens up Monday. Bitcoin never sleeps.
No.
Bitcoin is.
And the thing that I love about it the most is it is not attached to any flag.
Explain that, because I tell you what, that meaning of what you just said, that Bitcoin is not attached to any flag or any currency.
Right.
So what does that mean?
Well, it means that it's people's money. It's no country, no flag,
no particular
people.
So the Japanese flag is backed up by the Japanese yen. The Chinese flag is backed up by the yuan.
Right.
The Russian flag is backed up by the ruble. The United States flag is backed up by the dollar.
Well, I don't know that the flag is backed up, but
well,
the
you know,
currency
no, you're right.
is backed
okay.
up by
currency
the
is backed
flag.
Up by that I mean, flag, and no doubt. Whereas there is no flag with Bitcoin, is there?
And so in the right, and in the history of the world, we've never had this before.
Never
we've
had
never,
electronic money.
We have never had a currency, and I'm going to call it money, and there's a difference, but if you look at it as currency, we've never had a currency that wasn't linked to a flag.
Yeah. So we think maybe Bitcoin is like the peace type of money.
Right.
The peace type of, you know.
These currencies have caused all the wars.
Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt about it.
We could, you know, go we talked on and about on and on. Money.
That's exactly
being the
right.
root of all evil.
That's
and,
right.
It has been. And it's been because of the currency that are linked to a flag is what has caused the wars.
Okay, so that's Bitcoin. How about Ethereum? I know you're kind of a Bitcoin enthusiast, right? You're
a
more
maximalist.
Excited. Maximalist, meaning
Ethereum is from the business aspect of this, and you know I'm all about business. From the business aspect, I do like Ethereum because it has so many uses in a business application.
$390 buys one Ethereum. Ethereum has been as high as $1,500. So today, Ethereum is 75% off of its high.
Right.
I think it's still a pretty good buy.
And Bitcoin
is 50% off.
Off
of its high. So you're buying at a discount. Now, how do you buy them? Dollar cost average. Don't try to time it. Don't think that you're some success trading person out there. Don't try to time it. Dollar cost average in, dollar cost average out. So put regular investments in, regular investments out. That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's how a 401k works.
That's exactly right. So Litecoin, $59.60. XRP, Ripple Ray, you're going to like that. Well, maybe not. It's at 0.28. So 28 cents for one Ripple, one
What's
XRP.
What's its high?
XRP's high, I think, is $3.
Okay.
So, again, you're buying it. It's 90% off of its high.
Wow.
So many of these coins are going to be around for a long time. Chainlink is a coin we've been following, $15.49. 40 days ago, 50 days ago, it was $6. So it's done 200% return in that period of time. Went all the way to 17, it's back to 15.49.
So when we talk about volatility, that's what we mean. It has huge volatility. That doesn't make it bad.
No.
It depends on if you're dollar cost averaging, it doesn't matter.
I tell people, if you're going to buy the dip. And yeah. You can dollar cost average in the dips because cryptocurrency 6 times a year will fluctuate 10 to 20% up or down 6 times a year. So you can buy the dips.
And the more that you learn about it, the more you get comfortable with that.
That's right. That's right. And we've got a little horse race going on, right? The horses were in the gates. We started June 16th.
June 19th.
We took stimulus money that we got, and we... Oh, there they come down the track. And around the first corner. Anyway, we took the stimulus money. Julie said, I want to buy gold because she thought that was very stable. So Julie put her stimulus money
in $1,850,
which was exactly 1 ounce of gold.
With its premium.
With the premium. Yep. So again, $1,850. Julie's $1,850 today is worth $2,042. So $1,850 has grown to $2,042, almost $300 on your
much better than the bank. I'm thrilled.
You are thrilled. Okay. The Bitcoin, so I took the exact same amount,
$1,850 on the same day,
and I bought the same amount in Bitcoin, $1,850 in Bitcoin. Da, 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 da. My Bitcoin is worth $2,319 as of this morning. So it's up about $500. There you go.
Yeah.
That's Bitcoin.
That's bragging. That's a brag.
That was not really a brag. That was a knee. Anyway, so again, when you understand putting that money to work in something other than a bank account that's being inflated away, it's being taxed away. And I'm not saying we're not paying taxes, because you need to pay taxes. When you sell that gold or silver, when you sell that cryptocurrency and you have a gain, you have to pay the tax.
That's
you don't have to, but you should.
That's going to be in this tax year, isn't it?
That will be.
Because our horse race ends December 31st at 8 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, we might forward the sale to January 1st. So you can pay the tax in 2021, okay? So we may just do that. But again, the horse race is over on the 31st of December at 8 o'clock.
You know, it really depends which year you want to put that in by who wins the presidential race. So you could base it on that. Because one says they're lowering taxes and one says they're raising taxes. So it depends
on that. I never heard a politician say they're raising taxes.
They do. They're saying it now.
Very seldom, though.
No, I know, but they're telling us.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's plumb crazy. So again, when you look at cryptocurrency, it's an uncorrelated asset to the stock market, just like gold is, just like silver is, just like real estate is. And annuities are uncorrelated to the asset to the stock market, too, especially if you do an immediate annuity or you do a fixed annuity. Those things are not correlated to the asset of the stock market. They're uncorrelated. So
Right. Those
guarantees are a big deal. What else were we going to talk about? Oh, we've got something kind of new we're doing, right?
Right. So we're doing a new segment because we realize that we see, because we enjoy it so much, watching the world and watching what's happening in the world that we don't get from the mainstream media. And so we have a lot of different media sources that we just, because we love it, do it.
So we're going to call this one, What's Going On Now and Why Does It Matter?
Right.
And I know we've got to take a little break, but we want to get into that because we think it's pertinent to retirement. We will be right back. Don't miss this next segment. You're going to want to know why. We're back. Ron and Julie Richards. This is the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show. And we've kind of added a new segment because we think there's so many things going on in the economy, with the world, with business, that most people want to know really what's going on. And we don't listen to the mainstream. Well, Julie listens to Fox a little bit. I don't listen to it at all. I get most of my information from YouTube, and I follow people like Bloomberg and different things on YouTube that really make some sense. I don't know if you read this week, Julie, the Scotiabank compliance officers failed to stop its precious metals manipulation. And so, again, huge implications coming in the precious metals, gold and silver, because of Scotiabank, JP Morgan Chase, and many of the large banks have been manipulating the precious metals markets for years and years and years. And so that's one thing. And
so,
I know.
So why and why does it matter?
Why and why does it matter? Because number one, why is because they want to control the price of silver.
Why?
Because they don't believe that people should own gold and silver, and they don't want you to know that it is truly an asset that is part of our Constitution. It's part of our history in this country, and it's part. It's only a 5,000-year-old metal.
Right.
Gold and silver has been around for
that long. Unmanipulated, it would shine a huge light on
the problems that we have in this country,
the problems with the currencies and the debts. So
it would
shine a huge light. So they need to make sure that they
not only would it will. And that day is coming. We don't know when. Our crystal ball's a little cloudy with the 1-9er going on, but I will tell you, it's coming, and it's just a matter of time. So that's just one thing. I just read from Bitcoin Liz, cryptos will do to the banks what email did to the postal industry. It will change the world forever. And when you start to understand that cryptos will be the new form of money, and why it matters, because we're in the first grade. It's like the first grade of a first inning of a 9-inning ball game. We're that early in understanding that the society, the future of money will be crypto type money. It'll be digital assets. It'll be the digital U.S. dollar.
Right. And your almost singular focus is on the money aspect, and mine reaches a little further than that. When we talk about the blockchain, it's a ledger. It's a secured ledger. And it means that once it's written, it can't be changed. So the implications as we go forward for business applications are huge. And we're going to see the blockchain help so much in business, in mortgages, in secured voting.
Let's talk about that. Let's stop right there for a second. The secured voting, the U.S. Postal Service just filed a patent, I think 60 days ago, that talks about the voting can be done with your iPhone, with your Android, and you will be able to vote, and there will be verification after verification, consensus, if you will, that you are who you say you are, and that vote is locked in and it's on the blockchain and you can't manipulate it. And that patent was filed by the U.S. Postal Service within the last 60 days.
Well, it was actually created or started 17 months ago.
Right.
It was finalized 60 days ago. But what, if you can imagine what this does, is your phone is linked to you, and there are certain ways that they make sure that it's you when you're on some other website or something. They send you a code or whatever. So this phone is linked to you.
That's right.
And this computer, let's say, is linked to you. So once you have a voting thing, what it's doing when you vote in the back end of this is it's going into the databases to verify that this is you. Then it goes into a database of registered voters to make sure that you're registered. Then it goes into a database of, you know, how you're registered, like you're registered independent, you're registered Republican, you're registered Democrat. And so it's doing all of the verifications in the background of all of this.
So that's the consensus that is happening. These computers are verifying with each other that you are say who you say you are, and one vote is all you get. So you won't see corruption in the voting system when this comes into play.
And the only way dead people can vote is if their phone is still
live.
Yeah. But you know what? It probably still wouldn't, because it can go into the records and see a death certificate.
No doubt about it.
So that's probably not true either, as I think about it.
So why does it matter? It makes it truthful. It makes it really...
We are so searching for truth.
We are. We are. Last week, more than 1 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, and that was as of 8/20. So again, people are still filing for unemployment benefits. We're at the highest unemployment rate we've had in many, many years, and actually maybe the history of the country, because of what's going on with the, you know, the coronavirus and those kind of things. So understanding that, you know, keep praying for people to be able to go back to work and things positive to come out of this, because we're hoping that good things come out of, you know, the bad things that happen.
Right. And so I want to talk a little bit about in this segment that we're talking about what's happening and why does it matter. One of the things that we talk about is a melt up. And the melt up in the stock market, but there's also a melt up in some other assets too. As I said, people are looking to take profits out and put it into hard assets. And so real estate's one of them.
Yep.
And the thing about real estate is it's very different and can be very regionally based and individualized even to a community. And a community has great say in what they can create in their community to create better value, where higher prices of homes in that community based on what the community is doing. And that's what I love about real estate. It's able to do that. But the existing home sales went up in 1 month from July to June. It was up 25%.
That seems like a huge number, doesn't
it? It is. It's the highest since 2006.
Wow.
And the sale price was 9% higher than a year ago.
So is that because people are taking money out of the gains of the stock market, the appreciation that they've had?
Partially.
So then why such a big number?
Because that's part of the reason. But the other part of the reason is simple supply and demand. We have a 3-month supply that is 21% lower than a year ago.
Yeah.
Three months, we can sell everything that's out there if nothing else comes into the market. So people are going, well, I'd really love to sell my house. Look how much I'd get for it. But then when they go to look at what that will buy for them,
right,
the high price.
Everything else has gone up around them.
That's right. And so they can't really. And with these economic times and the uncertainty of jobs, honey, we better stay right where we're at. We don't want to make a change. We don't want to take on more debt. We've already paid this house down. Let's finish the basement.
Well, and you see.
And make it bigger because our family is growing and the teenagers and whatever. Let's finish the basement. Home Depot, Lowe's.
Booming.
Booming.
Just booming. No doubt about
it. So we're going to increase the value of our home that we live in because we have to be sequestered here, right? I don't like this sequestering. Let's make it nicer.
Didn't work for us, did it?
Let's put a pool in the backyard.
Yeah, whatever. And again, understanding depends on where you live. I mean, there are people leaving California and Chicago,
right,
and New York and in these highly populated areas. They're saying enough's enough. We're going to go to the Midwest. We're going to go somewhere in the middle part of the country.
Right.
And they're still coming to Greeley. They're still coming to Colorado.
And demographics dictate that real estate's going to go down.
Yep.
Because there's just from sheer numbers, there's not enough people coming up to take over all of the real estates that there. And yet we're sitting here in a market where we don't have enough inventory. So the interesting thing about real estate is it can be so diverse even just a few miles away from each other.
Yeah.
But certainly nationwide.
Yeah, you were talking about watching none grow yesterday.
I was.
Julie thinks it's going to be a booming area, and it potentially could
be. I think none is the severance
of 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you look at the Severance, Colorado 10 years ago, or even Timnath, and boy, you know, it was just a one-horse town. Wasn't
you
even a stoplight.
You lived in Timnath when it was a one-horse town.
40 years ago when I moved to Colorado.
That's what I mean. It was Timnath, a one-horse town.
It was gravel road all the way Drake, all the way to college.
Right.
So you do the math on what's happened in the last 30 or 40 years
right.
as a result of that. One thing that Kiyosaki said this week, and we follow Robert Kiyosaki, rich dad, poor dad, author, multimillionaire. He's a real estate tycoon. But he says, why I buy gold, silver, and Bitcoin. Three words. No counterparty risk. Stocks, bonds, business, real estate all have counterparty risk. Gold, silver, Bitcoin are money. They do not depend on people to be money. I own gold, silver, and Bitcoin in case I need to run from the human insanity. And understanding having those assets in your own possession is a big, big deal. So that's just one reason.
Well, you know, the other thing that I like about Robert Kiyosaki, and this idea is kind of marinating in both of our brains, is that he's got a whole segment on educating children.
Yep.
And we need to do this because we keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. And we need to continue to educate the next generation as to why.
What was the book you just read to me last night? On the Way to Loveland, you read that book to me. We got to take a break. We want to talk about that book because we think it matters to teach kids right from wrong when it comes to money. We will be right back. We're going to talk about a book that we read. This is Ron and Julie. This is the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show. And today we're talking about what's going on now and why does it matter. And one of the things Julie and I were just talking about, we read a book yesterday on the way. Julie read it to me while I was driving.
Yes, I did.
On the way to Loveland yesterday. And it was really driven around what happened in 1913.
It was a kid's book.
It was a kid's book, but it really went into inflation and why Dad and Grandpa were having this conversation around why do things cost so much, but my income doesn't go up to keep up with the cost of inflation. And I thought it was really done well. And what was the name of the books, Julie?
There are a series of books called The Tuttle Twins, and it teaches kids about the law, about being an entrepreneur, about money, about inflation.
About laws.
Yeah. So it's a series of books that talks about right from wrong and why things are. They have one book that's called The Messed Up Markets. And so why the markets are messed up, like the stock market and different markets.
Well, in the book last night was about inflation. And it was about the creature from Jekyll Island.
Yeah, that was the name of the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island.
And what happened in 1913 was a bunch of big, rich, rich people, the most powerful people in the world at the time. And they were J.P. Morgan Chase. They were Rothschilds. They were the Rockefellers of the world.
Yeah, they were bankers mostly, but also government people.
That's right. And they put a plan together. And it was totally around the U.S. dollar.
Right, to create the Federal Reserve.
That's exactly what happened. And that happened in 1913.
Right.
And we've been running on that system ever since then.
Right.
Okay? And for all those years, they pegged the dollar to be backed by gold and silver, didn't they?
They did.
And then in 1971.
August
of 1971, Richard Nixon took us off of the gold standard. So they untethered the price of the dollar to anything. So they could just inflate assets away. And just if when you understand that, in the last 90 days, the dollar has gone down 10%. What that means, folks, is that your money buys 90%. only 90%. It doesn't buy 100% of what you had. So if you had something that cost, you know, $100.
The price of avocados.
Yeah. So now it's going to cost $110 because the value of the dollar went down. But this book really got to the core of the matter that, you know what, they keep raising in prices on inflating things, but our incomes does not go up with it. So when you understand that, and kids understand that, they realize owning hard assets like gold, silver, real estate, and now Bitcoin was mentioned in this book.
It was mentioned in the book. I was quite surprised when I read it.
Yeah. I mean, your jaw hit the, when we were reading it, I almost had to stop the truck because I went, did they just say Bitcoin? And they did, because it's truly digital gold. And when you understand that and you understand how to take your Bitcoin off of the internet and put it on a zip drive,
well,
it's a big deal.
That didn't go that far.
It didn't go in that. That's right.
Simple children's book that explains the Fed and where money comes from, basically.
Yeah. And don't you wish you had a printing press in your backyard?
I'll tell you what I wish. I wish that my parents had taught me.
Yeah. Yeah. We've all learned this like in the last 5 or 10 years, Julie. I mean, we truly have really dove into the whole history behind money and why they inflate money and why they print money and why we have such big debt in this country.
Yeah, you know, the book actually went into the reason for a medium of exchange, and they use that word, a medium of exchange,
right,
how people used to barter, and then we needed something that was more consistent to exchange, because I got a pig and you have a cow, and I don't need a cow and
I don't need a pig. And so
but you need a pig, but I don't need a cow. So now
right,
we can't exchange because I don't have what you want.
Right.
So
that's when they came with gold and silver.
That's right. Started with something that was rare.
Yep. And then they took it to the next level, and they started backing it with just paper, right? And so they went from gold to silver to paper assets, and that's where we're at today with the dollar and the dollar bill and the $100 bill.
Right.
And if you look back, it's interesting because I always go back to keep it simple, stupid. That's me, right? 100 years ago, 200 ounces of gold would buy the nicest home in Greeley. Today, 200 ounces of gold will still buy the nicest home in Greeley. Now, if you put that same amount in dollars and you look 100 years ago and now you look today, how much would that dollar buy? Not very much. In the same way with silver. In 1960, 2 ounces of silver would fill your pickup up with gas. Today, 2 ounces of silver is $60. It will fill your pickup up with gas.
Right.
So when you understand it keeps pace with inflation, it keeps pace with the rising cost of goods and services, you realize why it should be a part of everyone's portfolio. Not just your Vegas money, like we used to talk about cryptos. Just put your Vegas money in cryptos.
That's what we used to say.
Well, that was 3 years ago.
Yep.
And today, we've learned more. Maybe a little more of your assets should be in things like cryptos, should be in things like gold and silver, should be in things like annuities, where you know that that money is going to be there, that money is safe, and that money will protect you from the 4 or 5 big things like inflation, income taxes, market risk, those kind of things. You take a lot of those risks off the table when you buy hard assets, don't you?
Yeah, you certainly do.
And so understanding that what's going on now and why it matters is a big deal, folks. And I hope you had an aha moment with just maybe something we said this morning that maybe ties back to how they set up the whole money system to begin with. That's why this book, teaching your kids about these things, matters. It's the future of understanding and educating people why financial education matters so much. And I listen to Kiyosaki, and I just, my heart just loves it, because I know that we've never been taught this in high school. They're not teaching this in colleges. They're not teaching this in Wall Street today.
And understand, that's by design.
Oh, really? They don't want us to know, do they?
No. It's not taught because they don't think we're smart enough. They know that they can do this, and we're not smart enough to know what they're doing.
I know this may be a lot of what we're talking about, maybe sounded like foreign, you know, a foreign language for you. But listen, folks, we have done the homework. I've probably watched 3,000 videos about gold and silver, about cryptocurrency, about real estate. When you start to understand, you know that you know that you know that you should have some of this in your portfolio. And you know that you know that you should take some of the profits from the Wall Street, manipulation.
Casino,
if you will. Take some of those profits. Profits are good. There's nothing wrong with taking a profit and turning around and investing it differently. So give me a call. We sit down and we teach people about this kind of stuff, and we do an analysis of where you're at, where you want to be, and how soon you want to be there based on your age, based on your risk profile. And give me a call at 970-310-4084 or send me a text. That's my cell phone. Send me a text that, hey, I'm interested in talking about this, or I want to talk to you about that. These are things that we can help you with, and we'll put a plan together for you that really fits your needs based on your risk, based on your timelines, and based on who you are. So that's kind of an overview. Anything else, Julie? We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Fourth quarter coming up. Don't miss it. We'll be right back. We're back, Ron and Julie. And if you are interested in learning more about some of these things, some of these topics we're talking about, go to retirementmastery.com, retirementmastery.com, and we put every one of these shows up on a weekly basis. And, Julie, we've had a lot of people go in and maybe watch the show on cryptocurrency, maybe watch the show on gold and silver or real estate or annuities.
Or how to pay for long-term care without buying long-term care insurance.
That's right. That's right. So we've got probably 70 or 80 shows up on retirementmastery.com, and you just click on watch one of the shows, and it gives you a whole list of all the shows in the past weeks that we've done.
You don't actually watch.
Oh, yeah. You listen.
It's more like a listen.
Yeah, that's right. We're not doing podcasts yet. So again, you do listen and learn. And those are things that we're passionate about teaching people. By the way, we've got a meetup September 10th in Cheyenne, Wyoming at the Black Tooth Brewery, brand new brewery. And for those of you that are interested in learning more about cryptocurrencies and those kind of things, that's an event that we'll be doing on September 10th. That is a Thursday.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a Wyoming following. Some young people, actually the University of Wyoming
yep.
in Laramie has classes on this, and they also have what's called a hackathon,
yeah.
which is all based kind of around that.
And that's
too.
The week after.
We've gotten a bit of a following there and said that we would do a meetup there so that some of our Wyoming people could more easily meet up with us and our group.
And so Wyoming is leading the country with regards to laws, with regards to property rights, with regards to cryptocurrency and those kind of things. They're leading the country in setting up laws that protect those assets as sovereign assets, just like gold and silver in your own possession. The same thing with cryptocurrency, the same thing with real estate. They've got some great laws, and they're rewriting laws.
Right. And they're actually changing the banking industry, too. As
yeah.
you know, we talk about, you know, what's happening and why it matters. You know, like I said, that's something else that that is happening now, that banking is changing.
Yeah, there's no doubt when you see companies like Fidelity and Bank of America and all these big entities that are now going to be offering cryptocurrencies as part of their offerings for their bank customers, it really is moving towards a digital type of money, towards a digital type of investing.
Right. We do think that we will have a digital dollar probably before the end of the year, do you think?
No way would I put that crystal ball out there.
No?
I don't think that can happen that fast.
Well, the next couple of years, will have a digital dollar.
Yeah. Now, and how they're going to roll it out, we don't really know what that looks like. But
no,
we
they
truly,
don't know. But they're working
they don't know.
On it.
I mean, they probably know. They just don't want us to know.
No, I think they're probably still working on it. I mean, they figured it out. They just have to figure out how to do a conversion that we'll all accept.
I'll convert those digital dollars, the Fed coin, into Bitcoin. That's what I'll be doing.
The one without a flag?
The one without a flag. I'm buying some more of that just because,
again, you got to have a balanced.
I know we have balance because, right. Again, understanding that I don't only have Bitcoin. I have Ethereum. We have Ethereum. We have Litecoin. We have a few other coins
real
as
estate,
well. And real estate and hard assets and those kind of things.
Yeah.
So understanding that diversification is your friend. And so if the one market goes down, the other market's going up and vice versa. So that's really what it's about, is diversifying your assets so not all your eggs in one basket.
Right, because we have money in the stock market too.
We do. And understanding that, it's one of those things where we don't know which one's going to go way up, all-time highs, or way down. And that's when you buy the dip.
When something's going up, something's going down. When something's going down, something's going up. So balancing that out is a big deal.
What does the word burr mean, Julie?
Well, that's the sound of, if you ever watched a bank take a handful or a big wad of bills and put it into that machine that counts them, that's the noise it makes.
I like when when it comes out and it goes brrr. I like when it comes out and it goes in my hand. That's how I like the sound of it. So again, understanding that we're printing so much money right now just to kind of keep pace with what's going on in this world. And we are building such a debt with the bonds, with the money that's happening in this country, that at some point you're going to see a flippening. And when I say a flippening,
is that a new word?
That could be a new word I just came up with.
Flippening?
You like it, don't you? anyway.
I got to think about
that. Wrap your head around that one. You're going to see a flippening into a digital asset. And that's what I think we're going to see. And you'll start to see cash go away. And that may not happen over the next year or two, but over the next 5 or 10 years, you'll see less and less cash. And maybe at some point they will outlaw cash, just like they outlawed gold at one time in our country. And you'll see just digital dollars, and that's the way the future will be. We don't know that for sure, but we think that's where it's going.
Well, yeah, because if you think about it, all the people that have never, there won't be people left that have never had their hands on a keyboard.
That's right.
Because there's plenty of them now.
Well, or a phone. I mean, let's face it, a cell phone.
No, everybody's had a phone that's alive today.
Right.
Not necessarily a cordless one that you walk around with, but everybody's had a phone. But they haven't all had a cell phone.
So again, is the juice worth the squeeze? Is the juice worth the squeeze of buying Bitcoin, buying gold and silver, buying real estate?
Well, I guess we're betting that it is.
We think it is.
Really? And again, because we put our money where our mouth is.
Yeah. At some point, this melt-up that we're seeing in the stock market, where it just continues to be hit all-time highs, at some point, it's gonna have what they call a recession, and it's going to go back down again. And why not take some of that money out now? Why not diversify in assets that are on sale?
And it depends on what your age is.
Yeah, and your risk profile and those kind of things. Yeah, some people are not comfortable with any money outside of the banking system. I have a friend that has $800,000 in her savings accounts, and she's got 3 or 4 different banks, has not one penny in the stock market, has very little gold and silver, very little cryptos. She's just comfortable leaving that money in the bank. She said, "Ron, I can go get it whenever I want."
Yep.
I said, "Go try to take out $20,000 cash. They'll look at you so funny."
Well, there's, they won't have it.
They won't have it.
$20,000.
No way they
You'd
will.
You'd have to call and order it ahead of time.
That's right. That scares me in itself right there. That they know that you don't have my 20 grand in cash. What if 10 people came in and all wanted their 20 grand in cash?
Well, speaking of that, back to the segment.
Gotta go. The end of the week. Go out and make it happen. Get financially educated or get left behind. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day. Shop local. God bless.
The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.